Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Barma with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a four-day official visit to Japan and China. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sijiveni Rambuka, says Pacific region should be free from conflict and coercion. India and South Africa hold fifth meeting of joint working group on agriculture. Baloch human rights defender Mir Yar Baloch slams Pakistani Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar for attempting to dismiss question of 1971 Bangladeshi genocide. And in shooting, Sifth Kaur Samra becomes first Indian to win an individual gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a four-day official visit to Japan and China. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of Prime Minister Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's eighth visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on 31st of August and 1st of September. Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal, briefed media about Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit to China.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi will visit Tianjin, China, for the 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Council, the SCO, on 31st August and 1st September 2025 at the invitation of His Excellency President Xi Jinping of China. The SCO was established with the primary goal of countering three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to remain a challenge. Today, as a regional platform, there is a broader range of sectors of cooperation among the SCO members.
India has said that the killing of journalists in Khan Yunis, Gaza, is shocking and deeply regrettable. In response to media queries regarding the loss of lives of journalists, Ministry of External Affairs said that India has always condemned the loss of civilian lives in the conflict. It says that the Israeli authorities have already instituted an investigation in this case. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sijiveni Rambuka, has outlined his vision of an ocean of peace, emphasizing a Pacific region free from conflict and coercion. He highlighted that this vision should be guided by dialogue, diplomacy and consensus, and rooted in cooperation and respect for international law. Prime Minister Rambuka made these remarks at the 54th Sapru House Lecture on Ocean of Peace, organized by the Indian Council of World Affairs. He further underlined the importance of guardianship over the region's land and seas for future generations. Prime Minister Rambuka also stressed the significance of India as a key partner in amplifying Fiji's voice, supporting its call to uphold a rules-based order in the Pacific and addressing the shared challenges of climate change and nuclear proliferation. India and South Africa virtually held a fifth meeting of the Joint Working Group on Agriculture yesterday. Both sides underscored the significance of the meeting as a key milestone in deepening bilateral cooperation in the field of agriculture and allied sectors. The key areas of discussion included knowledge exchange, joint research initiatives, capacity building and market access issues. During the discussions, both sides also explored opportunities to deepen collaboration between Indian Council of Agricultural Research and the Agricultural Research Council of South Africa. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ajit Kumar Sahu, and Tapsana Molepo, who is the Acting Director of International Trade Promotion of South Africa. For the 17th time, the UN General Assembly has postponed Security Council reform talks, passing the issue to the next session. The G4 nations, India, Brazil, Germany and Japan, criticized the delay, calling it a blow to global trust in the UN. The G4 supports expanding permanent and non-permanent seats on the Council. Speaking on behalf of India, Brazil and Germany, with which it forms the G4 group, Japan said, "The Assembly's failure undercuts trust in the UN and its ability to maintain international order. The four nations of the G4 advocate for increasing the number of permanent seats on the Council and mutually back each other for the seats." This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Leading Baloch human rights defender Mir Yar Baloch has slammed the Pakistani Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar for attempting to dismiss the question of the 1971 Bangladeshi genocide by reducing it to a matter of forgiveness in Islam rather than extending a formal state apology during his official visit to Dhaka over the last weekend. Mir asserted that such action constitutes a grave insult to the memory of 3 million Bangladeshi Bengalis who were massacred and to the sacrifices of those killed by the Pakistani terrorist army during that dark terror chapter of history. In a social media post, Mir said, "The world is a witness to the atrocities committed by Pakistan's military in 1971, the systematic rape of more than 2 lakh Bengali women and the merciless killing of nearly 3 million innocent people. These heinous crimes committed by the Pakistani army fall unequivocally within the framework of war crimes and crimes against humanity." The post further said, "Justice demands that the people of Bangladesh, together with committed lawyers, social activists and leaders, submit a formal petition before the International Court of Justice to prosecute the Pakistani state and its armed forces for these crimes." The Lithuanian parliament has approved the appointment of Social Democrat Inga Ruginienė as Lithuania's new prime minister. After the parliament's approval, Ruginienė, the incumbent minister of Social Security and Labour, now has up to 15 days to present a new cabinet list agreed with the president to the parliament for a vote, reports said. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the UNGA's decision to establish 2 new AI mechanisms aimed to promote international cooperation on the governance of AI. The 2 mechanisms are United Nations Independent International Scientific Panel on AI and the Global Dialogue on AI Governance. The former will serve as a crucial bridge between cutting-edge AI research and policy-making, and the latter will provide an inclusive platform to discuss the critical issues concerning AI. Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra has created history by clinching the individual gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Sifth scored 459.2 to take the top spot. She was followed by Yujie Yang of China, 458.8, and Japan's Misaki Nobata, 448.2. Ashi Choksi, the other Indian in the individual 8-shooter final, finished 7th with a score of 402.8. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 4-day official visit to Japan and China. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sichiveni Rambuka, says Pacific region should be free from conflict and coercion. India and South Africa hold 5th meeting of joint working group on agriculture. Baloch human rights defender Mir Yar Baloch slams Pakistani Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar for attempting to dismiss question of 1971 Bangladeshi genocide. And in shooting, Sifth Kaur Samra becomes first Indian to win an individual gold in women's 50-meter rifle three positions at Asian Championships in Kazakhstan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.